Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank and wish all you mamas a happy Mother's Day. You know, some of us, you know, we don't have our mamas anymore. But if you had a good godly mother, and I was blessed to have one, Their words, their example are left for you. And this morning, certainly, I've been thinking about the words of my mother. If you will with me this morning, turn to chapter 31 of Proverbs. Chapter 31 of Proverbs says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Now in the first 5 verses of chapter 31 of Proverbs, we find that this is a conversation. In the first verse, it says, it's the words of King Lemuel. It's the words of King Lemuel from the prophecy that his mother taught him. This is a conversation from a mother to a king. But more importantly, it's a conversation. It's the words of a mother left to her son. And not only that, but obviously, because the words of King Lemuel, these words of his mother were so valuable to him that he recorded them here in this word. That the Lord God put in his inspired word. You know, mamas, I know sometimes you think your kids aren't listening. Don't give up. Because after you're long gone, the words that you say, they'll last for them forever. They'll feed on for the rest of their lives of that example and the words that you say. Mamas, your words have great value. Great value. Also, we noticed here in the first verse the words of King Lemuel. Now, there's some debate on who this King Lemuel was. You'll read commentary. Some think it was King Hezekiah. I've read where some thought it was this King Lemuel of Massa over in Assyria. Some think it's just a story that Solomon wrote up. But others think it's King Solomon. And I tend to agree with that. I believe these are the words of King Solomon. But one of the commentaries I read said, if it was King Solomon that wrote it, then it was his mother Bathsheba that spoke it. And in that commentary I was reading, it said this couldn't be true because Bathsheba was one of the furthest ones that be given the advice that was given in this chapter of Proverbs. But I stand before you today and tell you, said Bathsheba, if you know the story of Bathsheba, who better to know what living lasciviousness and lustfulness and drink, how it can destroy the lives of sons and daughters. So she knows. She knows through her experience and how she came to be King David's wife. King David got her husband Uriah drunk and sent him off to battle to die. Out of the lust of his heart, he saw her from the top of the king's house and wanted her and lusted after her and made it happen where he could have her. And it didn't please God. It didn't please one God bad. Who better than Bathsheba to know how the downfall of these things could destroy kings? And I believe Bathsheba is a good mama. Wanted Solomon to know these things. What does she say in verse 2? It says, what my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Bathsheba wanted to know there are some things that kings didn't need to be touching. Kings didn't need to be doing. It says, it is not for kings, O Lemuel, to drink wine, nor princes for strong drink. Don't give your strength to the women, for these things destroy kings. And Bathsheba knew better than anyone that that was the case. You see, mamas, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to pass on those words. Pass on the lessons that you've learned, the mistakes you've made, so that hopefully one day your children don't make the same mistakes we made. But what did Bathsheba, what was the most important thing she says here? But why not do these things? That you would forget the law. Forget the law of God. Don't do these things. Because they cause you to forget the law of God. Bathsheba was pointing to Solomon that his strength and his hope came from God. And in order to attain those things and live a long life and have blessings, he had to be obedient to God. And Bathsheba knew that better than any woman. So mamas, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to keep on saying. Have to keep on telling these children. I know sometimes it feels like we're not listening. But you just keep pointing them to Jesus. You keep pointing them and telling them what these things will do to them. Keep pointing them to the dangers. Keep warning them. Keep on after them. Don't give up. Because I tell you, they get put in the hearts of sons and daughters. And they last forever. Now, thank you for your good oral attention this morning, Brother James, Brother Mickey.